Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for March 8th, 2019. In today's news, a rooftop bar with its own elevator is now part of a plan for a new tower in the UK. There is an update on the US tariff negotiation. Mark DeCosinas has been promoted to a vice president role, and the 2019 IEES has been announced.
A rooftop champagne bar with a dedicated elevator has been incorporated into High Street Group's Hadrian's Tower, which at 27 stories will be the tallest building in Newcastle upon Tyne, United Kingdom, Chronicle Live reports. Designed by Faulkner Browns, the Rutherford Street Tower will have 162 apartments and is set to open in 2020. Approximately half of the units have been sold to overseas investors, and High Street is planning events to market the apartments to local buyers. The Laurent Perrier-branded bar will be open to the public year-round, and the development is expected to incorporate communal areas and high-tech features, such as apps residents can use to do things such as hire a car or book a restaurant.
The National Elevator Industry Incorporated, known as NEI, reported in its latest newsletter that two major developments recently occurred in the ongoing U.S. tariff negotiations. Tariffs had been set to increase to 25% from the current level of 10% unless a broader trade deal was reached with China, but the countries agreed to keep the rate for the third tranche of tariffs at its current level for the foreseeable future. Additionally, the bill package signed by President Donald Trump on February 15th to avert the government shutdown included language that requires the U.S. Trade Representative to establish a product exclusion process for the third and biggest round of tariffs. Instead of establishing a process like what was done for the initial two lists, Trump delayed the time frame for them to increase to the full 25% to allow importers to adjust. A product exclusion process allows importers to seek relief from the tariffs for an entire year, though it is not yet known if the ongoing negotiations between China and the U.S. for a larger trade deal will delay its creation. NEI said that if this process is set up, it will provide resources to companies wishing to participate in it.
Mark DeCosinas, CEI, has assumed the role of Vice President of Vertical Transportation Excellence, or VTX, a division of global infrastructure and engineering firm Gannett Fleming Incorporated. Based in VTX's Philadelphia office, DeCosinas provides ongoing support to such clients as Liberty Property Trust, which manages the Comcast Center and Comcast Technology Center, Simon Property Group, owner of King of Prussia Mall, and PREIT, a publicly traded real estate investment trust. He also manages projects for various universities, including Drexel, Kutztown University of Pennsylvania, Princeton, and the University of Pittsburgh. With more than 20 years of industry experience, he previously worked for ThyssenKrupp, Amtec Elevator Services, and Patco Elevator Installations. He is tasked with continuing to build and maintain relationships with marquee clients.
A call for papers and registration for attendees and exhibitors is now open for the second annual International Elevator and Escalator Symposium to be held at Bally's Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas on December 3rd and 4th. The Technical and Educational Symposium for the Global Vertical Transportation Industry is organized by Lyft Institute Solutions and Elevator World Incorporated. This year's theme is Safety of Elevators and Escalators During Their Life Cycle, Maintenance and Inspections. Papers can be submitted by emailing paper@elevatorsymposium.org. For more information or to register or book a booth, email info@elevatorsymposium.org or visit the website at elevatorsymposium.org.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.